Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free if you like and bring up absolutely anything you want. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. In fact, you can create the content on the website. You don't just get to enjoy it if you want. You can sit. Well, of course, you can sit back and just look at it. But it's very interactive if you would like it to be. You can vote on the different items you see there. Each of those items was submitted by a listener just like you. Maybe it was you. And you can also submit things to the site. So when you find something online that you think is interesting, you can share it there with our other listeners and submit it as show prep. So maybe it's a YouTube video, perhaps it's a blog post or a news item. You submit it, then others can vote, and the most voted up make it to the front page of the site. Don't forget to check out the upcoming stories queue, which is the most important page as far as your voting is concerned, because everything that's brand new on the site goes there first. And then, if it gets enough votes, it will be promoted to the front page of the website. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. With you here this evening, it is Ian.
And Allie.
All right, and Allie is with us courtesy of ladiesinkeen.com.
That's right.
And so we're going to get into, there's a number of news items here this evening, and we of course talked about the buckyballs last night. And
I was shocked to hear about buckyballs because when I first discovered these things, my sister actually my sister's boyfriend Mike had received them as a gift, and they were just incredible to me, even though they're just whatever magnetic little balls. Mm-hmm. They just, I don't know, so interesting. It made me feel like a little kid to play with them, and I was like...
But they are advertised as not for little kids.
Right. Well, they make adults feel like little kids when they're playing with them. And it's also interesting to see how, like, the magnetic forces work and try to get them into different shapes. It's very difficult to get them to do what you want them to do.
I am not... I believe I've seen these. I think they were actually at the Puke and the Gang studios. I was there yesterday. Recording an episode of Puke and the Gang, actually. Puke and the Gang now celebrating their one-year anniversary. And so I got to be on their anniversary show, which was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
And I saw them there. I didn't have a chance to play with them. I heard about this news story. We talked about it last night. And the first thing I did when I got off the air was I went to their website, getbuckyballs.com, and I bought two sets. So by this time next week, Allie, we should have some buckyballs.
That's great.
And they sound really cool, and I guess they're rare earth magnets, which makes them sound way more special than regular magnets. I'm not sure what a rare earth magnet is versus a regular magnet.
Is that a real distinction, or is it just a selling point?
I have no idea, and I imagine Wikipedia would know, but clearly I haven't bothered to go and actually look. But, you know, I wanted to, even though we discussed it a little bit last night toward the end of the show, I actually came across their press release after we kind of related the news. So we told you the news version of the story, which is that because I guess there have been some accidents with kids playing with these things, they, I suppose, will take the buckyballs, and they're very strong magnets, apparently. I mean, are they pretty strong, these?
Yeah, things? They're, like, extremely strong little magnets, but they're small.
They're little, yeah.
Yeah.
And so they would take them and put them on their tongue. So, like, one on the bottom of their tongue, the other on the top of their tongue. And then they would hold together, I guess, to some extent. And that way it would look like a piercing. But it's not actually a piercing. It's buckyballs.
That's what we used when we were little and we didn't have pierced ears. We would use, I mean, not buckyballs, but we'd use little magnetic earrings.
Well, I guess if you did it in your ears, it's probably not as dangerous. But when they did them in their mouths, eventually accidents happen, and kids would swallow.
I would rather accidentally swallow a magnet than get one stuck in my ear, but maybe that's just me.
Hmm. Well, if you've got it in your earlobe, then it would be pretty difficult to, like, get it stuck in your ear canal.
Unless you have a metal plate in your head.
In theory, you would only probably get one of them stuck, because the other one would probably fall off the back side of your ear. In which case, if there's one of them stuck in your ear, that's preferable to swallowing two of them. Because if you swallow two of them, then it will pinch your intestines and pinch, you know, like the wall of your stomach or whatever. It'll pinch inside. It has the possibility of pinching some sort of internal organ, and that could really be problematic.
I could see that, sure.
So, yeah, I mean, some people have been hurt by their irresponsible, childish use of this this particular product. And, of course, Buckyballs is aware of that. They have been marketing their product to adults from the beginning. And that doesn't matter, though. They have this press release here, and I thought it was worth sharing because they make some good points in this. These guys are not bowing down. They're not bending over for the federal government in this case. It's the Consumer Product Safety Commission that is going after them. They're essentially suing the Buckyballs organization, and they are attempting to force them to stop, it's an administrative complaint, whatever that means. So they're trying to stop them from selling the magnets even to adults. And as a result of that, Amazon and other websites online have already pulled the Buckyballs. You cannot get them. I don't know if every vendor has pulled them, but you can't get them that I found except for getbuckyballs.com. And they have all kinds of pretty colors, by the way. I got orange and blue.
Wow. And they have also, like, the cubes, too.
Oh, have you tried those?
No, I haven't. But I saw them in ThinkGeek, which is, like, a website. I find a lot of the stuff amusing. And, yeah, I was just, I don't know if it would be as fun with cubes, though, because that's part of the mystery with Buckyballs is you are having to figure out where the, you know, polar ends are. And it's, you know, it's a ball. So
I'm excited to give it a try. And by the way, their website, as soon as I made a purchase, I bought two of them because if you buy two sets, you get free shipping. Well, then moments later, I get an email from them that says anything you buy on their site, if you use the promo code ThanksCPSC, which, you know, is all one word, so ThanksCPSC, you'll get free shipping on any order. So extra reason to go and do this. And they deserve that. As far as I'm concerned, they deserve the business. Let me share their press release with you here. CPSC, thank you for trying to drive a $50 million New York-based consumer product company out of business. Maxfield is their company, Maxfield in Overton. They received an administrative complaint issued by the Consumer Product Safety Commission in order to force them to cease selling high-powered magnets to adults. Maxfield is the manufacturer distributor of Bucky Balls and Bucky Cubes, the number one selling brand name in high-powered magnets, recently called America's fave desk accessory by the Washington Post, and named the next big thing in cubicle fidgeting by New York Magazine. You know, these guys are proud of what they do. They built a unique business based on a unique product.
And they're catching on.
Well, yeah, and hopefully this will actually be some of the best thing. If they can survive this, it could be very good publicity for them, but maybe they won't survive this. In a lot of cases, when a product recall happens, and they're not necessarily being forced to recall the products, they're just forcing them to stop selling them.
So it's not going to be illegal to have them either, right?
I hope not. At least not that I've heard of. Before filing the lawsuit and giving Maxfield and Overton the opportunity to defend itself and its products, CPSC systematically began contacting its retailers, giving them 48 hours to tell the government that they would stop selling Buckyballs and Bucky Cubes. Some retailers capitulated to this so-called voluntary request for fear of retribution if they did not acquiesce. So most of these retailers, you know, a lot of times Amazon does some really good things in standing up to the government, and, like, you know, Amazon has, for instance, pulled out, like, shut down offices in order to leave states that have tried to collect sales tax from Amazon. They've just been basically said, well, if you're going to do this to us, then see you later.
Mm-hmm.
And they've made a number of stands that I think are worthy of being proud of, but you can't blame a business for buckling under the pressure, and that's what most of these businesses have done. They've acquiesced to the threats, which apparently were somewhat veiled. They didn't probably come right out and say, if you don't do this, we're going to come and get you. But people know how the government works. I mean, it's an agency of coercive force.
Instead of the government calling to say, you need to stop selling these Buckyballs, they required to call the government to let them know they've, like, got this, you know, ultimatum, like, you need to call the government, let them know that you're not selling these things anymore.
No, they reached out. They began contacting Buckyballs retailers. So they found, I don't know what they did, maybe they Google searched it or had a list of their retailers somehow, and they contacted all of them and demanded they pull them down. Voluntarily, of course, because they were doing it for the children.
Right.
I mean, this is all about protecting the children. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we'll get back into their press release here because it makes some good points. That I think are worthy of sharing. Once again, that's getbuckyballs.com. Not a sponsor of the show. I just think that they deserve some attention because they're standing up to the state in this case. More coming up. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You can actually get interactive in a variety of ways through our website. One of them is the BBS. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. It's our forum. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do that. It's free, of course. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They are a company that does collections with respect. So they're going to do it in a way that keeps your clients down the line, so They can keep doing business with you once they've paid off their debts. Go to you can visit SACL CAI through their website, which is linked to on our site, freetalklive.com. Right there at the top of the banner column is where you'll find SACL CAI's banner, and that's where it has been for a long time, because SACL CAI and Jason Osborne, who is one of the proprietors there, has been behind this show as a sponsor for a long time. They sponsor the phone lines here. That's, again, SACL CAI. Great business. They'll get that collections job done for you so you don't have to. And they'll do it with respect. We'll continue here with the Buckyballs press release in moments. They have some really good things to say about the government coming after their business, which is a product that is marketed to adults, for adults. Allie, you were saying that you saw the packaging. There's warnings all over the package.
Yeah, when I first encountered these things, I was looking at the packaging to see, like, what are these? And I remember it was saying a lot of, you know, it was like very warning cautioned the user, the consumer, that these things can be dangerous and to not, you know, put them in your mouth or anything like that. And originally it hadn't occurred to me, because I could see how this seems like a harmless thing and no one would think about how it could be dangerous. But then I was like, this could be dangerous, I guess, if someone was being stupid. And I think that if someone just ignores the packaging and does something stupid with them, then, I don't know, I definitely don't blame Buckyballs for it.
Right. I mean, it's generally a bad idea to let small children have small objects, right? Like, most parents know this. Small parts, they're going to put them in their mouth, and mm-hmm. they're going to swallow them. And, of course, children that aren't that small, like larger children, maybe 7, 8, 9 years old, will still do stupid things because they just don't know any better, and they'll make mistakes. We'll continue here with that in a moment. Well, let's get to you and your thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And Simon is listening to XM Satellite Radio to America's Talk. Simon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are y'all tonight? Y'all doing good?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight, Simon?
Well, I want to talk about the overall fact of conspiracy theories about, you know, Ian and Mark. Y'all both, Mark's not there tonight, I don't think, but y'all both talk about, does it ever do any good? And I just want to talk about the overall thing. And before I forget the name, you talked about, does anybody ever die? And I believe it's Breitbart that died, and to me it's suspicious. I know y'all don't get into that a lot, but you know, he is the one that died. Is that correct?
He did die. Yes, he did. This is Andrew Breitbart, who was kind of a, I guess, more conservative-leaning newsman, kind of made a fortune on the Internet or something like that.
Okay, and I will try to bring up two more names. Jesse Ventura was on a show recently. I don't want to always call up and name other shows, because I'm sure you get tired of that. But he named up a doctor that died 2 days after he talked to him. And, of course, you know, Alex Jones talks about, too. There is a name I've written down by Alex Jones. But as far as has it ever done any good, the conspiracy theories, I heard about a general that did not go along with Dick Cheney on doing some kind of fake thing. And I'm wondering, you know, if he listened to your show and never heard about it, because you'll usually typically talk about 9/11 or JFK if somebody brings it up, would that general or someone like him, you know, stop it if he didn't know the full truth about what Dick Cheney would do with it?
I don't know if I understand your question. Can you come back with that?
Yeah, I'm trying. I was trying to come around with a couple good points. I mean, I think Breitbart's a good point. You say Alex Jones never dies, but Alex Jones says you bring out the information right away instead of saying, I'm bringing it out on this date, and then they may kill you if it's really important. I'm just talking about the overall effects of, has it done any good? I wish I knew the general's name that went against Dick Cheney and said, no, I'm not going to fly. Such as a Gulf of Tonkin. I'll try to look up the name of what Alex Jones has said about the general. It's similar to Gulf of Tonkin. He said, no, I'm not doing that. You know, y'all both admitted, Mark and you have admitted Gulf of Tonkin was a false flag.
Sure. The Gulf of Tonkin, for those that don't know, is the event that sort of sparked off American involvement in the Vietnam conflict. And okay. And it absolutely was a false flag, wherein the things the government said happened did not happen. The attack, the alleged attack, did not occur. And it was completely fabricated for the reason of getting into the war. And also, of course, you go back to World War II, where the attack on Pearl Harbor was also basically ginned up. I mean, I'm not saying that was fabricated. That really happened. But they did kind of position the Japanese into making a strike like that. I think it was the McCollum memo that outlined 8 different ways that the U.S. government could sort of manipulate the Japanese into striking them, so they would then have a reason to enter the war.
What about Operation Northwoods? I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there that's very, you know, I never blame someone. There's certain people who are very anti-conspiracy theorists, and I think that I can see where some of it comes from, the resentment for the conspiracy theorist crowd, because, you know, certain people take it too far. But there's nothing wrong with questioning official stories and history books and everything. Like, you know, to come up with your own theory about what happened, you have to, you know, admit at some point that you're just speculating or you're just, you know, retelling what someone else has suggested may have happened. But I don't think there's anything wrong with questioning, you know, history books.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, the history books are full of lies, full of misinformation. I'm not saying that that there's not, you know, real truth out there that has yet to be uncovered. Or that there's some sort of story that is less popular that may actually be the truth in a variety of different ways. I've never denied a number of these things from happening. In fact, I absolutely am an advocate of you know, the truth coming out. What I have a problem with is sort of the mentality that surrounds the conspiracy realm or the conspiracy movement, which is one of defeatism. It is one of this viewpoint that, oh, the world is controlled by this group of men, and they are so powerful, and they will kill you if you know they want to, and they are manipulating all the politicians, and they are so in control. You can't do anything about it. You just might as well get a bunch of food, store it in your basement, build an underground bunker, and prepare for the end.
Right.
I can say that I had a friend, a close friend, who was listening to Alex Jones, and I, by the way, I've invited Alex on the show again. We've had him on in the past, so it's not like, you know, we ignore these issues. We'll take him on head on. It's not a problem. We'll take anybody's call about anything. We've never censored a call or anything like that who wanted to talk about whatever X theory. But the anger that Alex has, I think, is really it's really bad for people to be infected by that, and it is infectious. And people who come from that point of anger are proud of it. You know, Alex Jones has said things like, you know, that it's good to be angry, that, you know, you have to get angry. And maybe it's true. Maybe people do have to get angry before they can come up with a solution. But the problem is that if they stay in anger and if they move down the road of anger, then it leads to a really dark, depressing places for those people.
Which is a little bit ironic to me that they're so worried about how everyone is so controlled by this group, when really the people that are most controlled by it are the conspiracy theorists, because they let it get in their brain and it controls their thoughts.
I want to give you a chance to respond, Simon. We've been just kind of ranting here, so if you'd like, you may stick with us. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. The conspiracy movement. Yes, it's certainly true. There are conspiracies out there. Should you be obsessed with them? Should you... 855-450-FREE.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy
to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Bemplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give you there for free. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include news updates. You get signed up, and we'll email you whenever there's something fresh that you need to know about the show. You can also follow us and get more granular information on Twitter and Facebook. And you can go to news.freetalklive.com to get involved in any one of those. That's news.freetalklive.com. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is together with others who think like you. People that love liberty, people that understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free as well. And people who aren't, like, deathly afraid of doing something about the situation because they're worried about the, you know, the evil conspiracy coming to get them. If you're willing to step out, if you're willing to be seen, although there are some behind-the-scenes activism you can do, like programming or, you know, writing letters to the editor or stuff like that. If you're willing to do something to achieve liberty in your lifetime, go to freestateproject.org, get involved, learn more about it. That's freestateproject.org. That's the reason why Allie and I are here in New Hampshire. It's the reason why there are over 1,000 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So again, freestateproject.org. Simon is with us listening in Tennessee. He's an XM listener to America's Talk. And Simon, you're back on Free Talk Live. You'd called about conspiracy theory. And as I pointed out, I'm the first to admit there are conspiracies out there. I mean, look, the Federal Reserve is a conspiracy. The Gulf of Tonkin. I mean, there are plenty of examples of this throughout history. But I think that the danger with conspiracy theories is a rabbit hole that the further you go down, the more likely you are to go crazy because it's a lot of the conspiracy promoters out there. They live in this realm where everything's a conspiracy and it's all being orchestrated by some shadowy group of evil men that are trying to control everything, and it really creates a real defeatist viewpoint. And I think it's very dangerous to productivity as far as activism is concerned. It is likely to lead people to do nothing rather than do something and live from a point of fear. Now, I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Well, thanks so much for letting people on to talk about this and discussing different subjects like this. Yeah, I want to just discuss with you about if it has an overall, or at any point, does any good, because I believe you and Mark have both said that. So I just wanted to kind of discuss that. And I mean, I know it's excited me in my own life and got me interested. And like you asked, does it ever help anybody get into the ideas of liberty? Well, you know, I listened to those other radio shows and got interested in that and then found your show, so it helped me.
Oh, absolutely. I get that. I totally understand that. I just worry about the other people that don't go in that direction. Like, so for every one of you, maybe there's another person who has gone off the deep end and into the realm of madness and frustration and fear. Because, you know, you have to admit, if you've listened to any of these, you know, if you listen to some of the conspiracy shows, it's just nonstop conspiracy theory. And it's all, you know, it's all about the shadowy men that control the whole world. And there's nothing you can do about it because they, you know, all the politicians are puppets. And it's just really... Why would you want to do anything? Why wouldn't you want to just stick your head in the sand and try to ignore it all?
And I just wanted to say real quick before I let you go here that it's very fascinating, the latest thing that happened. You talked about the FEMA camp last night with the young man, and I just wanted to look into it. I don't know if you've mentioned about Jesse Ventura's. It supposedly censored the video of the FEMA camp. It only aired one time, and then it was taken off the air. So even if you were to say, well, you know, True TV decided just not to air it, why would you spend millions of dollars, it's like the number one show, and then never show it again? You know, it looks like censorship to me, and his son, Terrell Ventura, has talked about it, about the fact that the show has never aired again, and it was taken off DVRs. People on the Internet talked about taking off their DVRs, so that's very fascinating.
Ventura himself said that he was censored. He believes it was censorship, why his FEMA camp show was taken off?
Yeah, it aired one time, and then never aired again, and they took it off people's DVRs. The only way you can find it is by looking it up online, maybe YouTube or something like that. And I guess through TV, I guess not on demand. And, you know, Alex Jones and others claim that people came in and threatened them. And, I mean, even if you don't believe that, isn't it weird that they would make a show, spend millions of dollars? And if you know, evidently, if you make one show, it doesn't make its money back in one airing. You have to air it 10, 20 times before it can make
its
money back.
Well, first of all, I don't know what the story is behind that. You know, maybe it's true that it was censored, but I can tell you it didn't cost them millions of dollars to make one episode of Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory. I mean, basically you have a production team going around shooting interviews and using B-roll, and then, you know, Jesse cuts some audio and some interviews or whatever for it. Probably several thousand dollars, but probably not, maybe tens of thousands, but certainly not millions of dollars. If you know, a cable show that costs millions of dollars, you're talking about a show like Dexter, where it's a fictional show, and there's serious production value involved in something like that. Documentaries, you don't have to pay very much to put together in comparison. But I get where you're coming from, and again, this, you know, allows me to reiterate my concern. These stories make people believe, like, oh my God, look, Jesse Ventura was censored. Look, they pulled this show off the air. I mean, these people are so powerful, they can do anything they want to. So how can little old me do anything to counteract them? And that's, I think, the real problem with the conspiracy movement, is that I'm glad you found Free Talk Live through it, and I don't deny that happens. We've had a lot of people call over the years saying that. So, I mean, it is what it is. The conspiracy movement isn't going to go anywhere. They're not going to disappear tomorrow because we talked about it. We said it was, you know, dangerous. So it exists, and I hope that we can siphon off as many people as possible into the world of, hey, let's focus on what's happening now. Let's focus on the tyranny that is clear and present. Let's focus on the stuff that is unquestionable, and let's move ahead with doing activism to achieve liberty in our lifetime, because there is a chance that we can be free. And even if there isn't, even if it's really true that the world is controlled by the shadowy group of men that is in control of
lizard
everything,
people,
right? Or that's, again, really far down the rabbit hole. You get to the lizard people and the aliens and stuff like that. Even if that's true, at least we're doing something about it. And, you know, I have to say I'm glad. And by the way, Simon, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. I am so glad to be here in New Hampshire, surrounded by other people who understand what freedom is, who are willing to do something about it. I went out to court today to see a demo from copblock.org, and a number of folks from the Manchester area came out this morning, which is great. I mean, I can go to a different city, even. It's not just folks in Keene. There's people all across New Hampshire that love freedom and are willing to get active. And, you know, even if tomorrow the powers that be decide to send in a strike team and start taking people out or nuke New Hampshire or whatever the other, you know, crazy idea is, that some sort of violent theory about what might happen to us for doing this stuff up here. Oh, well, you know, hey, tyranny's on the rise anyway. If you sit there and stick your head in the sand, there's a good chance something horrible's going to happen to you and your family anyway. Look at the incarceration rate in this country. There's a good chance that if you're not doing something that's illegal now, that next week you will be doing something that's illegal, because they're making almost everything against the law. The average American commits like 3 felonies a day, according to some lawyer that wrote some study. I forget what the, you know, if you look for 3 felonies a day, you'll find it on the internet. And so, you know, either do nothing and tyranny rises, or you stand up for your freedoms and other people's freedoms and, you know, let the chips fall.
So that's like super heroic. And I think I really respect that point of view. I personally don't want to, you know, die from, you know, for the cause of liberty, because I think I serve more purpose. I don't want to be a martyr. Like, I just rather be alive.
I don't want to either.
I know no one really wants to, but what I'm suggesting...
But I accept the possibility that I could be aggressed against for doing activism.
Right. So I kind of lay low for the most part.
No, you don't. You're on television.
Maybe lay low is not the right word.
You are the host of Free Keen TV.
You don't see me do it out there, like, putting myself in... If I think I might get arrested for doing something... I'm probably not going to do it. Like, there might be a day where I'm like, I'm going to get arrested today if it comes to that. But it hasn't happened yet. And, you know, people should know that if you move to New Hampshire, no one's pressuring you to get arrested. And people might have that perception.
The caller brought up Andrew Breitbart. He's just a newsman. I mean, so the theory is that he had some big story, and that they, you know, the powers that be wanted to crush him because he was going to reveal
why
something.
Why would they not take out Alex Jones if he knows everything?
Great question. That's one of the first questions I always ask when people bring up this, oh, they're going to kill you sort of viewpoint. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll free line. Of course, the next level of conspiracy theory is that Alex Jones is in on it. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, and if you like the show, you can become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there at amp.freetalklive.com for $3 a month. That's all we ask for, and it's a big deal for us when you sign up because that $3 a month adds up. It allows us to invest in Free Talk Live, to get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board as well, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there, and you can help us get on more radio stations and spread the ideas as far and as wide as possible. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, the podcast that is only for amplifiers, which doesn't have the regular podcast ads in it. Once again, all the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we do have other folks hanging on, but Ali, you told me something during the break that I thought was really important to get out during this whole conversation about conspiracy theory.
Yeah, so I guess I sort of, it's hard to say when, how I got into the movement because my sister was super influential in all of this, but I sort of found the 9/11 truth stuff really interesting as a high schooler and, you know, have so many
like
things.
Like the movies? Were you, did you
the movie, like the documentaries and just, well, for one thing, it seemed fishy anyway. Like, the way that people made it such a huge deal about 9/11, it
seemed like... Building 7? What's up with that?
Yeah, Building 7 was a big deal to me, and, you know, just the whole idea, and it just seemed like, you know, whatever the argument was for the official story, there was, like, something that just totally debunked it. And, yeah, the Building 7, you don't even have to check your sources. There's no one that could even make an argument for Building 7. Like, what are you going to... How are they going to say? Like, fire fell on it? It's, and it just falls?
Yeah, I mean, look, I agree with you. There's some really persuasive, interesting questions about 9/11. I've seen the videos, too. So, I mean, I'm familiar with the theorizing. But when somebody hears me say something like, well, you know, I don't necessarily believe the conspiracy theories, they'll presume that means I believe the official story. And I don't believe that. I definitely don't believe the official story.
You should be careful to mention that you don't believe the official story because I think people, I hate it when people just... say, well, you're being a conspiracy theorist, you should just shut up because you don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Well, I normally do say both at the same time, but usually sometimes people will jump to a conclusion. Oh, you don't believe conspiracy theory about 9/11, then therefore you believe the official story. Not true. So I get it. You know, I understand. And I think there's a lot of good questions about a lot of things out there and a lot of information that gets shoved to the wayside and people don't look at. But my problem with it is that people get obsessed with it. A lot of people do.
So is it the people that take it too far that make you more careful about identifying with it at all?
Yeah. Well, like, for instance, you say that you're into you describe yourself as a truther, but I've never seen you going around handing out 9/11 conspiracy theory DVDs on the streets of Keene. I've never seen you.
Because I figure if people don't know already, you know, if you don't know, then you'll figure, whatever. It's already reached as many people as I think it's going to.
Okay.
You know?
Have you done that? Have you, like, you know, printed out a bunch of DVDs and gone and handed them
out? I have thought of doing stuff mm-hmm. like that and, you know, planned activism like that. But I honestly, you know, just, I never got around to it or I was too afraid. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like I still see, like, showings at public libraries for these kind of documentaries. So I think that people who have an interest in knowing the truth or at least knowing a lot of the questions involved in 9/11 have all the resources out there to do it. And I don't need to be out there pushing it in their face because at best I'll get someone to question it and look into it later. At worst, I'll come off as some crazy person that no one's going to listen to.
So I agree with all that. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue, though, with you and your thoughts. So, like, what I was going to say, though, is that I think that promoting liberty is more important and promoting what's happening today is way more important than something that happened a decade ago.
Right.
The tyranny that's happening now, the incarceration, the arresting peaceful people, the insane corruption, all of this stuff, we don't need to theorize about whether or not it was thermite or, you know, bombs strapped to the columns, or, you know, an airplane that was actually remote controlled, or, you know, whatever the theories are, like some sort of death ray from the aliens. You know, you laugh, but there are those theories.
It's hard not to laugh at some. Well, don't come up with, just question it, okay? You don't have to come up with some reason. I know it's like tempting, and it's the same thing people do with religion, which a lot of conspiracy theorists hate religion too. It's like, no, the point is to ask questions and to say it's a big mystery, not to say, I know exactly how it happened, and here's the big elaborate theory.
Andy's with us listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie.
Hey, how are you fellas?
Hey, Andy, what's on your mind tonight?
Great.
Oh, well, I just wanted to talk about Bitcoin a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite as secure as we like to think, especially if you look up some of the problems it's had before, especially like the hacking on Mt. Gox, and I believe my Bitcoin was also hacked.
But those aren't flaws in Bitcoin security. Those are flaws in those websites. They were exploited by whatever hacks they, you know, were exploited by. And it has no, you know, Bitcoin itself is very secure. I mean, the Bitcoin process, the algorithms, the math behind Bitcoin has never been compromised.
Right. The hash function behind Bitcoin is actually quite secure in and of itself, and that's actually how the Bitcoin mining works. Is essentially the guys that are mining are just solving the code mm-hmm. in order to make it work. So the idea behind the hash functions works just fine. What I find is I downloaded Bitcoin and messed around with it, and the first problem I ran into is when I mentioned it to people at work was, are you buying drugs and automatic weapons online?
Well, that's interesting that people knew enough about it to ask you that question.
Hello?
You still there? Andy? Andy?
Where'd you go, Andy?
It's a conspiracy.
Oh, my God, they got him.
They heard us talking about them. The world-controlling men have shut down Andy's phone calls so we can keep promoting Bitcoin because they're actually behind Bitcoin, and they're controlling Bitcoin, and they're using it as a distribution network to pick up a bunch of drug dealers.
Hello?
Are you there still?
They let you go.
Andy? I don't know what happened to him, man. I'm going to put him on hold here. Hopefully he can get into it. I don't know if he's on a cell phone or if he needs to get into a better cell or whatever. I definitely do. You know, I do want to talk to Andy. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. In the meantime, let's try Scott listening in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Scott.
I'd like to get into the conspiracy theory stuff, but I've got two really important questions that are more important.
Okay, go for it.
First question, what is a SACL?
Great question. I have no answer for you.
Come on, Ian.
And the question is, what is a CAI?
CAI stands for Credit Adjusters, Credit Adjustments Incorporated.
All right. Well, you got me halfway there.
All right. Very good. What else, Scott? Anything else you want to share?
That's it for now. Thanks.
All right. And thanks for the call. I appreciate
that's super important. The first time I heard the show and you said SACL CAI, I was like, CIA? Oh, wait. No, that's different. That's a different acronym.
Well, see, Allie, the conspiracy people, they want to tell you what they're doing. They tell you everything they're doing out in the open. So it's just CIA rearranged, and we're actually a CIA-backed organization here on Free Talk Live.
They're very clever. Have you been accused of that?
Being connected to the conspiracy? Of course. I mean, people believe that we're, you know, part of, like, the Koch brothers, and that we are gatekeepers for the elites. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean,
makes total sense to me.
I mean, if I was a gatekeeper for the elites, I would expect to get more money. I mean, I'm driving around a $2,200 old police cruiser right now.
That's part of you giving yourself away, like they always do.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Brandon is listening in Wilmington. Hey, Brandon, you are our first caller from the Big Talker FM in Wilmington, North Carolina. Welcome.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We are great. It's good to have you on board. The Big Talker is our newest affiliate there in the Wilmington area, so welcome aboard.
Well, thank you. This is definitely the first time I've listened to your show. I am actually one of those crazy Alex Jones conspiracy theory kind of people.
All right.
And I have a really small point to make. I've heard you guys talk today about how conspiracy people are inactive, and yet I've heard both of you say that you were unwilling to be martyred for your cause. Do you have anything to say about that?
I didn't say that, actually.
Ian's willing to be a martyr, potentially. I said I would not, like, I would try to avoid that situation if
it's
I could.
Not my...
He agreed, definitely agreed, and I've actually, even you being a 9/11 truther, you said you wouldn't pass out simple information about something. I mean, it's hard to point the finger and say that conspiracy theory people are nuts and we're unwilling to stand up for their calls, but, you know, we're going to run down a rabbit hole with you guys.
Well, if you listen carefully, Brandon, I want
to
hang on to you if you don't mind. Can you stick with us through the news?
Okay.
I'm going to bring you back here in a moment. If you listened carefully, I didn't say that everyone who was into conspiracy theories was unwilling to.
I support the activism. I like them reaching out to people.
Plenty of people get out there and do pass out information and hold the movie screenings and things like that. But I think there's also a significant amount of them that get very scared and do nothing. We're coming up. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.